Hello, and welcome back to Lodging on Demand. In this episode, Lodging Editor-in-Chief Dennis Nessler catches up with Justin Jabara, President and CEO of Meyer Jabara Hotels, and Ben Campbell, President and CEO at Hospitality America. The C-level hotel executives weigh in on the current management landscape and some of the leading challenges, ranging from rising operating costs to a stalled transactions market. The pair also offer their growth projections for the year ahead.
Hi, this is Dennis Nessler, Editor-in-Chief of Lodging Magazine. I'm here today with a couple of management companies and executives from a couple of management companies, Justin Jabara, President and CEO of Meyer Jabara Hotels, and Ben Campbell, President and CEO of Hospitality America. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Great.
Great to be Great. Here.
Thanks for being with us and talking a little bit about the management landscape and kind of what you see ahead. And Justin, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, you got me on my birthday today.
Yeah, very special, very, very nice day, and wish you the best. So I guess to start off, what do you guys see? What are you feeling about 25? We just had a, you know, presidential election a month or two ago, and we know there's been some things with interest rates and things. What do you see on the economic front in terms of 25? Ben, you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for us, I mean, we're portfolio wide, we're looking at a marginal gain, you know, 2-3% portfolio wide. But I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to for 2025 is some consistency. 2024 was pretty rocky with, you know, presidential election and with a lot of the what's happening with rate cuts, what's not happening. There were a bunch of layoffs in major markets that I think affected labor and things like that. So I think in 25, I'm looking forward to some more just consistency, getting back into some normal booking patterns and some growth.
Mm-hmm. Justin?
Yeah, I mean, the back half of 2024, there was just a lot of unknowns. And so with the election behind us, it does feel like there's a little bit more of some normalcy out there. That being said, you know, our viewpoint of 2025, we're cautiously optimistic, right? That hopefully, a lot of the trends that Ben just referred to, right, start to show up and we get some consistency there. But we're not anticipating, you know, record growth year. Things changing substantially that, you know, for example, construction or, you know, the financing markets are just going to turn around overnight. A lot of the pressures that we felt in 2024 continue to be there. And I think in 2025, it's, you know, we're going to continue to battle those.
Mm-hmm. I love that saying, cautiously optimistic. I feel like us as hoteliers, we're always cautiously optimistic.
I've been saying that for 5 years. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Justin, do you see business travel coming back a little bit at all? I mean, it seemed like that's been kind of ramping up the last couple of years. Maybe the leisure side has been a little less and the business travel coming up.
It's first quarter, right? So we're spending a lot of time looking at booking patterns. I mean, one of the trends that we felt considerably across our portfolio in fourth quarter was just this kind of waning of ability to raise rates, right? And it just felt that some of the momentum just came out of our markets. And that momentum hasn't come back in Q1. So we're spending a lot of our time looking at the next couple quarters where the booking patterns are and trying to look at our crystal balls and see what is going to happen this year. But right now it feels like status quo, but no great booking trends that have me jumping up and down right now.
Yeah. Ben, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, same thing. I'd say, you know, going back to 2024, I'm talking about the consistency, as an example. You know, we kind of came out of the gate flat last year, February, March, good. Some summer months, not as good. Q3 was much better. And then, as Justin kind of alluded to, Q4 kind of landed, softer than we anticipated. And coming out, you know, where New Year's Eve started the year, I think is always going to be tough, it being on a Wednesday and things like that. So, you know, when we look out into February and March, our booking patterns are looking better. Our group pace is better than we were last year, this time last year. So we're putting a lot of emphasis in the corporate side and the group side. As we all know, leisure transient and retail is continuing to decline from the 21, 22 as a percentage of our revenue. So we're getting pretty aggressive on those direct selling aspects.
Right. I know rising costs has been a huge issue for operators. What are you guys seeing in terms of costs? I guess insurance is one of the things that we hear most about. And you guys want to just weigh in on costs and how you're kind of mitigating those.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up insurance because that's what I was going to bring up. on our variable side, I would say that our revenues since 2019 have been able to overcome a lot of that. We've been very good at sticking to our plans, sticking to our expense metrics. They definitely have increased, but so have our ADRs, which has helped. But insurance is something that we continue to get hit with. Our portfolio, we have a lot in the Southeast, South Carolina, and then in South Florida, coastal areas. South Florida, we continue to get hit pretty hard. And then here in the state of South Carolina, liquor liability insurance has been a major impact on not just our business, but restaurants and entireties. So it's something we continue to work with local municipalities and our owners to mitigate.
Is that new, liquor liability? Is that a new one?
For the state of South Carolina, it has been something that us hoteliers and our restaurant and lodging association, along with our DMOs, has been a full front force on just the way that the liability here in the state, where if someone damage, hurts someone by being overserved, the entire string of people that serve that person from the moment they had their first drink is technically liable. So as those legal battles have progressed and those costs have gone up, insurance costs has gone up. So we do a lot of training on liquor liability now in the state of South Carolina and outside, but it's really a focus here and something we're trying to get the attention of our state officials.
Justin, how about you? What are you guys seeing on the cost side?
There's margin pressure. I mean, there's margin pressure all over the place. Costs are still rising, right, across the board. Our ability to raise rates has slowed down, right? And so there's just a lot of squeeze in the operating model. And so, some of the places that we look, to mitigate that is utilizing technology, right? And some of these technologies that have been around for many years, for example, mobile check-in, are great tools to help us run more efficient operating boxes. One of the costs, that I think is just a function of where the labor markets are is we are seeing productivity, as a trend, right? Productivity at the hotel level has just been there's a lot of pressure on it, right? And so we've got a lot of focus on hiring and training and tracking productivity just to get back to some of the numbers that we were, in a pre-COVID world.
Justin, what are you seeing with mobile check-in? Have all the kinks been worked out of it? And are more guests getting comfortable with it now?
Yeah, I think it's come a long way, and I'm old school. I still want to go to the desk, right? And so I'm not a mobile check-in customer. That being said, a large portion of our customer base is, and the experience. One of the things that I love to personally use is the text messaging service, through that. So it's more efficient. It's better tracked. There's better controls around it. And there's other systems out there just as we look at operating, better and more efficient boxes. For example, internal communication tools like Beekeeper and other technologies that are out there that just are allowing us to be better hoteliers in 2025.
Ben, anything you guys are looking at on the technology front that is making a difference for you?
Yeah, consumer facing, I would, say same thing that Justin said. I mean, it's about the communication piece. How efficient can we be in communicating with the guests to let them know about what their expectations from service will be at the specific hotel. I mean, the amount of different brands that are out there from Hilton and Marriott today, we've got to be very, very clear on what the guests can expect at the properties. That's where we're leaning in on. But on the tech, on the back end side, to Justin's point on the productivity, how do we continue to invest in that to make our associates more productive? And a lot of times that is on the technology side, how we can eliminate some of the barriers to communication to allow people to understand what the job is, what how we're training them, and what how they can efficiently perform their job.
I know in the last couple of years we've seen the transaction market really kind of come to a grinding halt within the industry. Do you guys see anything kind of changing this year? Do you see things picking up a little bit? And is that something that can help you guys increase your portfolios, Justin?
We look at a lot of deals and we work on a lot of deals. Very few things are getting across the line. From a transactional volume standpoint, it has been slow. There just hasn't been any meaningful changes to the environment that I think are going to jump start, this next big wave of transactions. I mean, build costs are still through the roof, costs to replace a hotel. So that being said, I do think there will be more volume this year, right? The Fed helped out a little bit. We're seeing, a little bit more things coming on the market, a little bit less of a gap between, buyer and seller, right? And then, the financing markets are extremely tough. So on renewal, right, you're going to have owners who are forced to transact because they can't replace that debt that they previously, had on that asset. So, we think 2025 will have more action than 2024, but no smoking gun here.
I mean, this is something I track closely. And, it's not, we're not a company that's heavily looking to transact a lot, but it certainly affects our owners and which affects our business. And so I think the numbers for this year is about $6 billion of hotel asset or hotel loans are coming due in 2025. It's probably about 200 to 300 assets that are going to be looking for new financing. The SOFR is down about 100 basis points from where we were in the summer, which is obviously helpful when you're looking at some of that. But Justin's point, there's a disparity right now between replacement cost and the value of the asset. And so it's putting a lot of owners in a difficult situation. And I think that this year you're definitely going to see a lot more assets coming on the market because of that. I don't think the fine, 10-year treasury still is not into, where people anticipated it to be when the rate started to go down. I think it's causing an environment that we'll see some transactions. And I think there's still a lot of private equity funds that have been sitting on the sidelines since rates started going up, that I think this year will be the year that they'll look to deploy that.
We're getting close to being out of time, guys. I just wanted to kind of lastly ask you any trends or anything that you're looking at, keeping an eye on going forward as we head into 25, anything you're concerned about from an industry perspective, maybe just maybe some final thoughts. Ben, you want to start?
Sure. I mean, I'll use Justin's word. I don't want to take it away from him, but I'm cautiously optimistic. I think this year will be more toward the normal booking patterns that we've seen in the past, and we're gonna really heavily need to get back to high productivity at the assets. I think the biggest thing that I think globally our industry we're gonna be dealing with for a long time is the talent pool. A lot of our highly talented GMs and executives kind of have aged out or moved out of the industry through COVID. And as we've brought in new GMs and executives, it's really, about a relearning process and getting them to understand the full scope of the business from the top to the bottom. And so I think that's just something we're going to be dealing with for and working to improve, I'd say dealing with, but it's something we're working to improve for the next 5, 10 years.
Lot of time on training and getting them up to speed. Justin.
From our perspective, given the margin squeeze that is there, we continually look at our operating models and question those operating models, right? And how the way we ran a hotel in 19, obviously is not the way that we run a hotel in 24, and not the way we can run a hotel in 2025. A trend to stack on top of that is this. What we're seeing in certain markets with certain assets is the erosion of brand contribution from brands that once were just powerhouse brands to us, where you just had that coveted brand, and there's now so much supply in that market that the pipeline of business coming from brand.com and coming from the loyalty programs are eroding, and those trends are clearly stated. And there. And so, looking at that model too on the top line and saying the way that we did business, previously because we were X brand or, the market leader because we were Y brand, the world is changing and it's changing at a very quick pace with some of these brands, and really bringing up that notion of, the concept of brand and the operating model of brand into question as to, how to deal with that in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time today and your valuable insights. And good luck in the future. I'm sure I'll see you at the next event.
I appreciate it. Happy
Great
birthday,
seeing you.
Justin.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you would like more content like this, please subscribe to Lodging Magazine on YouTube. You can also subscribe to Lodging on Demand wherever you get your podcasts. For news and updates, follow at Lodging Magazine on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and X. Or visit us at lodgingmagazine.com.